But let's talk some UFC. And on last week, through our good friend Danny McGinley, we discovered the man who was a Melbourne comedian, but also an expert on the UFC. His name's Nick Cody. He's on the line now. G'day, Nick.
How are you, mate?
I'm going well. We spoke on Friday about this big, massive, huge UFC weekend that was coming up, and you were all pumped for it, and da-da-da-da-da. What the hell happened, Nick?
Oh, mate, it was over in 48 seconds. I hope nobody went for a bathroom break before the fight kicked off.
Dear,
it was the same thing that Ronda Rousey did in her fight against Holly Holm when she lost the belt. She came back after a year off, for those that don't know, or 13 months off, and she was fighting for the belt again. And instead of using her skill set, which is judo and jiu-jitsu, she tried to stand toe-to-toe with a boxer. It was a really bad choice.
You mentioned to us on Friday that what her skill set was and the way that she would do the fight, and what she just came out and decided to try and have a punch fight with someone who's a fighter.
Yeah, and not block her face. You know, I right. haven't been in a fight since year 9, but even I remember, try and protect your head. That's it's always a good start if somebody's throwing punches at it.
And she got like what, 4.5 or $4.6 million for 48 seconds work.
Yeah, and it's work. I wouldn't like to do it.
No, me neither. No. I'm with you.
It is work. She got $3 million US, and that's just the disclosed purse that the Nevada State Athletic Commission, they released those figures. So that won't include pay-per-view buys, because she'll get a percentage of that. She'd get a percentage of sponsorship through Reebok and Monster. So it would have been a nice, nice payday.
So, Nick, you're a UFC fan. You love it. What, did you feel gypped? Did you feel like, hang on, this is ridiculously stupid?
The minute I was so excited for the Ronda Rousey comeback, and the minute that first jab hit her in the face, it looked like she did not want any part of what was going on. That was disappointing to see her lose the same way she lost the first time, which was not protecting herself and trying to outbox a boxer.
So where does that leave her, and where does that leave this sport?
Well, the sport's great. Ronda Rousey was the one. Dana White, the president of the UFC in 2011, said there's no chance women will ever fight in the UFC.
Right.
And Ronda Rousey did so well in another promotion, Strikeforce, that he actually started a women's division in the UFC. So she built it up. It's obviously now handed off to some other people. I don't know if she'll fight again. I hope so. But if she does, she's definitely got to work on that.
She's just now a $4 million punching bag, isn't she?
Yeah.
You don't put that on your business card. Ronda Rousey, $4 million punching bag. So it hasn't turned you off the sport whatsoever?
No, I love it. I love my favourite fighter, Conor McGregor. He's fighting again.
I knew you'd work him into the conversation somewhere.
Always. I'm getting married next month. I'll slip Conor McGregor into the vows. I reckon
you will too.
Yeah, so there's so many exciting fighters. The co-main event of UFC 207 was the male bantamweight title fight, which was amazing. That was a big upset. Dominic Cruz, who's been the champ forever, he lost the 5-round decision to a guy that was expected to be a knockout artist. Okay. And they thought he was going to, Cody Garbrandt, they thought he'd gas really early and the mental warfare he wouldn't be able to deal with. And he just picked the champ apart and started dancing halfway through.
Nick, your 48 seconds is up.
Yeah.
thanks for your time, mate. Always good to catch
no
up.
Worries.
Nick Cody there talking UFC.